This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It is the 10th day of February, if you can believe it, and we might have some weather headed this way, it looks like, but nobody's really willing to say yet. All the meteorologists will say is, this one's going to be tricky. So we don't know what to expect, but my guess is some kids are going to be out of school probably on Wednesday of this week. Maybe start making your plans for it. My kid is off school today for some reason, which is weird because she's also off school next Tuesday or next Monday for President's Day. So she's
Don't
already
they
got
have
a full
teacher development days, and now they've incorporated at many schools like mental health days and things like that.
Well, I don't know what it is, but she's off today. There's some sort of teacher parent conference or something. I don't know what's going on. And they may be off Wednesday. And she was totally unaware of. So we'll see what happens if the meteorologists are right. On the bright side, for those of you that live in the city, apparently Mayor Tishara Jones has gotten the front of her vehicle fitted with a snowplow. So she'll be out there trying to help you since there's an election coming up this time around. Ba-dum-tsh. Yeah, they just want you to know they're already pre-treating the streets in the city of St. Louis so they don't have a repeat. Because there's a chance of some apparently freezing rain or sleet or something with this mess.
Here's the thing. You actually have to follow up once the precipitation falls, whether it be sleet or snow. You actually have to do something about it once it falls.
Yeah.
Mayor Jones. It's not just about pre-treating it with your brine.
It was an after situation. By the way, I should mention this. We're going to get Michael Butler on the air because he's running for mayor in the city. We had Andrew Jones on last week. We're going to extend an invitation to all of them and see if they want to come on. Mayor Jones has never taken us up on that, so we'll see what happens. And we'll talk more about all of this. Hans von Spakovsky coming up in the next segment, a senior legal fellow from the Heritage Foundation, anxious to hear from him this morning on some of the president's executive orders. And we're going to talk about the co-ed bathrooms in the Fort Zumwalt district that are now in place. I don't know how much money they spent on them, but one of the parents out there has a few thoughts. We're going to talk to her at about 7:35. Carl, right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
All right, Carl, I apologize. My audio is not working up here. Here, let's try this again.
You know, the Prime Minister said this weekend to a group of Canadian businessmen, he was at a private meeting, he said that your wish for Canada to be the 51st state is a, quote, real thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is.
yeah, it is. It's real. It's real. Just keep telling yourselves that, Canada. Like, why would we want Canada to be the 51st state? It would be 99% blue. Why would you want to bring all those millions of Democrat votes to America? Of course he's bluffing.
I think the single dumbest phrase in military history is our diversity is our strength. I think our strength is our unity.
Thank you. That's my defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, right there, saying it the way it should be said. I've always thought that was just an absurd argument.
And now you're a champion. How does that feel?
You know, God is good. He's greater than all the highs and the lows. And
you go, Jalen Hurts. That's all of course, the Eagles quarterback there last night being interviewed after that very lopsided Super Bowl. It was painful if you're a Chiefs fan. I know that. Now they're world champs, and they're very proud of it.
Your favorite restaurants may be closing for a week. This comes as St. Louis's Hispanic population protests President Donald Trump's efforts to mass deport undocumented immigrants.
I guess we are not going to get any burritos for the next week. Have you picked up on this, Kim?
I saw that story where they're all freaking out and closing.
Apparently a bunch of, I don't know how many of them, but they want you to know what life would be like without your favorite Mexican food. That's it. They're going to shut their restaurants down. I mean, I assume you could get a margarita somewhere else.
But
I don't
know. Can't you just hire legal people to work? Because wouldn't the concern be that ICE will raid it? But the obvious thing is, well, they're looking for illegals, and in this case, they're targeting specifically illegals who have committed crimes. So, to me, the obvious solution is, well, hire someone with a legal status. Was what you're telling me that it's very hard to come by that? So there's a lack of workers who are actually legal?
No, I don't think, I mean, that's a very common sense way to look at it. I think, and I'm going to play the other part of the story here for you, that what they're trying to say is, I know we're here illegally, but please just leave us alone so we can keep making you Mexican food. That's the message I took away from it. Because they never say, when they interview these folks, if they're legal or not. All they'll say is the guy who owns this restaurant was born in Mexico. Now, if he's willing to go on TV, my guess he has some legal status here. I don't know. But half the people working at his restaurant must not. And he claims within the community, people are very upset. So we're going to make you suffer and not have a burrito next week, starting tomorrow, because we're mad that you're enforcing the law. That's the absurdity of this report. Listen.
Sam, La Tejana Taqueria is one of at least 28 Hispanic-owned businesses around the St. Louis area that will close for a week starting Tuesday in hopes the community will see the value of immigrants.
Our community is scared.
That fear is why Antonio Garcia, the owner of La Tejana Taqueria in St. Anne, is standing in solidarity with the Hispanic and immigrant community. Garcia is leading the charge of at least 28 Hispanic-owned businesses around the St. Louis area, closing their doors starting Tuesday for a week without immigrants.
Yeah.
Matthew on Facebook says, you know, wouldn't you closing a restaurant out of protest call more attention to it? Wouldn't ICE know exactly where to go?
Well, they won't for that week because there won't be anybody there.
I guess not. But then as soon as they reopen, they'll think, you know what? Maybe we should look into this restaurant a little bit more. Because a business would have to be very concerned in order to put their crew out for a week. That's a big deal. To lose a week's worth of revenue, I don't know how popular they are, but that's a big deal. You're telling your staff you can't work for a week?
Well, I read in one of the articles that the guy had set some money aside so he could pay his staff while they're not open for the next week. They're going to pay them anyway.
Okay, but he must be very worried then about ICE coming in, because again, that's a big deal. And I don't know how many, you know, employees he has, but if he's going to front the money himself, he has to be really worried to be willing to throw down that kind of money for a week.
Yes. Well, it's happening, and I just don't know. I mean, I saw the parking lot. I went by one of the Mexican restaurants near my house. And the parking lot was full this weekend. And maybe it's always full. I don't know. I assume maybe there were more people than normal out there trying to make some show of support. Bottom line is, don't break into the country. And if you're employing people that have broken into the country, don't expect me to feel bad for them. And why don't you give them some of that money and let them go back home and come back legally? It's that simple. This is all of these stories are designed to do is tug on your heartstrings and try to make you less empathetic or sympathetic to what Donald Trump's trying to do. He's trying to enforce the law. It follow the law. It's that simple. It's not about liking or disliking Hispanics, but Hispanics are not the certainly not the only ones that have broken across the southern border. Right now, they're only targeting criminals. So if you're not employing criminals, you should be okay. I'm not quite sure what you're protesting, to be very honest with you. All right, coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky. And I bet he's got some thoughts on these boatloads of people or plane loads that they're taking to Guantanamo. The first group of them landed this week. We're going to be
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be back in just a minute.
We have very smart people going in, so I've instructed him go into education, go into military, go into other things as we go along, and they're finding massive amounts of fraud, abuse, waste, all of these things. So, but I will pick out a target, and I say go in. There could be areas that we won't, but I think everything's fertile. You know, we're a government. We have to be open.
And so, yes, this is a red alert moment when this entire country has to understand that our democracy is at risk. And for what? The billionaire takeover of government.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Great to have Hans back on the morning after Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know. Hans, did you have a dog in that fight yesterday?
Well, I have to admit, I was hoping that the Chiefs would give them a good fight, and unfortunately, that didn't happen. On the other hand, too, I have to say, the halftime show was the most boring, dumbest halftime show I can remember. Plus, the commercials were the dumbest, stupidest, most boring commercials I've ever seen during a Super Bowl.
I would agree with 100% of what you just said. I didn't see any real commercial that I thought was great, and I've already complained this morning loudly about the halftime show. They had Paul McCartney and Taylor Swift in the stadium. Either one of them would have done a better job.
That's right. And if they had just simply come out to the middle of the field with a microphone, yeah, no dancers, no nothing, and sang, it would have been better.
I agree with you completely. Hey, I played that bite off the top from President Trump describing what he's doing, looking into the Department of Education, the military, all this stuff. And then I played the soundbite from Senator Chris Murphy, who calls everything Donald Trump is doing a constitutional crisis. Could you please explain to the low information voter out there, Hans, why what Donald Trump is doing is completely constitutional?
I don't understand the senator at all. You know what is he complaining about? He's complaining about the fact that the president is trying to get transparency in government. And I'll give you a very specific example. You know, you just had this Barack Obama judge in Manhattan issue an injunction against Musk and his folks taking a look at what Treasury is doing. What was it that they wanted Treasury to do? To require all outgoing government payments to include a comment and a categorization code so that people would know what the payment was for. That is a crisis in government. Oh, by the way, Musk also said that the Treasury Department ought to have a do not pay list of entities that are not supposed to receive government payments. You know, like like terrorist groups, and having a do not pay list is a constitutional crisis. That it tells you that what's really going on is liberals, Democrats don't want the public to be to find out what it is their government is doing.
Yes. No, I've been amazed by the reaction so far. The attack on the group of young men that apparently Elon Musk has hand selected to root out some of this. Like they're Hillary Clinton is afraid that a 19 or 20 year old who must be brilliant if Elon Musk selected them might be going into Treasury and looking up people's tax records. I mean, what is she afraid of exactly?
Yeah, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever. You know, the other weird thing was that this judge issued an order that appointed to all political appointees of the president. How in the world does that judge think he has the right to interfere with the president's constitutional authority to put political appointees into all of these departments? This is an out-of-control federal judge. And like I said, why should we be surprised when he resides in Manhattan and was appointed by Barack Obama?
You know, my question would be, obviously, Trump's going to be dealing with all kinds of lawsuits. Anything he does, there will be pushback. But the conservatives did it with Biden, and that was a good thing in many cases. But I mean, unless there's an injunction that's actually been issued by a judge, I mean, when there's a lawsuit kind of pending legal, you know, issues, can they continue going on until a judge actually makes a decision, or how does that all work?
Yeah, the government keeps operating until and unless some judge issued an injunction. And even then, they will appeal that injunction. Look, here's the other big problem with all of this. A federal judge like this guy in Manhattan, he's only a judge in the federal district that surrounds Manhattan.
Yes.
He doesn't have jurisdiction over the whole rest of the country. And yet, what did he do? He issued an injunction affecting where? The government in Washington, D.C., and he's a Manhattan judge. I mean, that tells you how far out of line these judges are and what they're doing, too. That is a real and growing problem in our judicial system.
Hans, I got about a minute and a half left here. I saw they dropped off the first group of detainees in Guantanamo. There have been legal challenges to that before here in the States, right? Did you expect the Democrats to attack that as well?
Yeah, well, just very recently, I mean, I think it was over the weekend, a judge in New Mexico actually issued an injunction there also. And he didn't even issue the injunction for folks who'd been picked up and taken there. He issued an injunction for three illegal Venezuelan, apparently criminals, who said they might be picked up. Again,
wow.
A nutty hearing order from a judge. By the way, who was it that first held illegal aliens at Guantanamo Bay? Bill Clinton.
Oh.
And nobody seemed to think that was a problem back when he did it.
That's true. That's very true. Thank you for pointing that out. I had forgotten all about that. Hans, have a great week.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow. Isn't that the worm turns there, huh? Bill Clinton was holding illegals at Guantanamo. Woo! Wow. I'm going to have to use that one. I'm sure there's a liberal somewhere that needs to hear that, for sure. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, get you a check of business, and in other news with Ethan, coming up here at about 6:45. Stay tuned. Yeah, that was it, in case you were waiting for it. That was his diss of Drake last night, Kendrick Lamar singing during the Super Bowl.
He did self-censor.
I had already tuned out by that point because I thought it was awful. He teased it early in the performance, apparently, and then he actually said the words near the end of it.
Yeah,
so I found that clip.
The girls came up and said, "Are you really going to do the song?" And then,
isn't there a defamation lawsuit?
Yes.
What is the line on that? Obviously, Taylor Swift sings about former boyfriends, and that's a common thing artists will sing about. But
he calls him out by name.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, what can you say and what can you not say?
He basically called him a pedophile. I hear you like him young. You better not do that in cell block one or something like that. I mean, that's just Wow. I'll bet Fox about lost their minds when he sang that.
But he did self-censor. He didn't use any dirty words at all.
Oh, good
for him.
Yeah,
way to go. Wow, Kendrick
way
Lamar,
go,
you're a
Kendrick.
Star.
Yeah, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Did you go to bed like before the game ever came on?
Oh, you are so correct about that
I
one.
I knew it. I knew it.
I need my beauty sleep.
You're a slave to your schedule, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a little tough. That first alarm at 2 a.m., it always comes way too early.
I know. It stinks. I mean, my alarm goes off at a little after 3, but I was at a party until halftime, and I thought if it was a good game, I might have hung around a little bit longer. I just gave up and went home at that point because it was not a good game. I don't think anybody's ever come back from a 24-point deficit.
No, the Patriots came back from a 27, I think it was.
Oh, did they?
Michael, my husband, brought that up to me, and I think that's my dad seemed
to beat the Rams.
Well, it might have been. I think it was a 27-point deficit they came back from.
Okay,
but it was a pretty bad game. Yeah,
it was sad. So I can't talk to you about the game because you slept through it.
Well, I know who won. Like, I'm not living under a rock over here.
I'm just kidding you.
But, you
I'm
know,
just kidding you.
I need my beauty sleep. What can I say?
Good for you. Honestly, when you work this schedule, the only thing you have control over is what time you go to bed. Because you have to get up, like, and make the donuts at a certain time of the morning, right?
It is what it is.
It is what it
Signed
is.
Signed on for it.
Yes, and, indeed.
And I'm pretty sure people would rather me get sleep because when I'm cranky, you know I'm cranky.
Gordon Deal says, good for you. I'm so glad you went to bed early. Nicole.
Yes, exactly.
What's going on out there?
Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 444. The NASDAQ lost 268. The S&P 500 down 57. Boeing has warned employees involved in its space launch system Moon Rocket program that it expects to lay off around 400 people. The news comes amid delays and rising costs for NASA's Artemis program, which was established during President Trump's first term and aims to send astronauts back to the moon. Its budget is expected to be around $93 billion through the end of the year. And more on the plane maker. Boeing has signaled it will need more orders from India before it considers setting up a final civil aircraft assembly line there. The company has in the past offered to assemble defense aircraft in India. President Trump says he has directed the Treasury Department to stop making new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the 1 cent coin. Trump's latest maneuver comes as his new administration is looking to root out high costs throughout the federal government. Blue Ridge Beef has recalled thousands of 2-pound bags of natural mixed logs due to a salmonella contamination. That's according to the FDA. Pet parents are urged to check items purchased between January 3rd and January 24th of this year. And we got another recall. The FDA has issued a recall for 60 baked products, including a variety of donuts, over concerns of potential listeria contaminations. The recall, which impacts approximately 2 million baked goods, was issued for products manufactured by FGF Brands. And finally, 86% of Generation Z reportedly suffers from menu anxiety when dining in restaurants. This is when someone is too scared to order their own meals and prefers others to order on their behalf.
I can remember a time in this country when men ordered for their wives. Remember that? You probably don't.
Nope.
But it wasn't because the woman had anxiety. Do you know anybody like that? Either of you?
Older couples.
No, but I mean people who have anxiety over ordering.
I mean, I can get that sometimes only, like if I'm going to Cheesecake Factory, they have like a 10-page menu. And it gets
a little bit
exhausting, and I don't like making the... I will never have that big of an issue where I can't order. Obviously, I just make a decision at some point, but when there's so many options, I don't like to make the wrong decision and be sad once I have my plate, and then I look at somebody else's plate and realize that looks better.
But you can order it, though.
But I can... Yeah, I'm not going to sit there paralyzed and say, just make a decision for me.
I know a lot of younger people that get nervous when it's time to actually order. I've actually done that for a few people. Yeah, I mean, their faces are in phones the whole time. So it kind of makes sense.
But there's so much anxiety that this younger generation deals with. Like, if you do a survey, how many kids would say they're anxious at least 50% of the time?
And I think that's low.
But yeah, you're right. I think it's low, too.
My grandparents' generation saved the world, and today's children have anxiety over how to order at a restaurant. What in the world is going on?
Well, I bet you it's going to keep getting worse. Because when you go to restaurants, there's so many places now that you don't even order with a person. You do tablets.
Yeah. I don't like kiosks. That. It is hard when you're trying to make a decision on where to go eat. It's like the joke where the husband asks the wife where he want to go, and she says, oh, yeah, whatever, I don't really care. And he starts suggesting places, and she's like, no, not that, not that. He's like, well, why don't you just make the decision?
Thank you. I saw a suggestion like that on Facebook the other day. He gets in the car with his wife, and he goes, hey, we're going out to dinner. And she goes, really? Where? And he goes, why don't you guess? And then the first restaurant she mentioned, he goes, that's it? And that's where he took her, because he couldn't get her to make a decision beyond that. So that was one way to kind of trick her into doing that. You see what I'm saying?
It's a smart way to do it. I will give it to them.
You just throw out a name. Yeah. And if they're excited about it, you know you've got a winner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might have a winner. Also, all right. Nicole, thank you. Get some sleep.
Right now? Can I? Can
no,
I say
no,
that
no.
You said?
No. At 10
so
o'clock.
Guys.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Nicole Murray, she's funny. I agree with her sleep issue. Because I should add up how many years I've done this schedule. It's been a long time. I did it for 13 years at Channel 4. I was the morning anchor at my TV station in South Carolina for probably close to 2 years, year and a half mm-hmm. there. And I didn't do it in Dayton, Ohio, but in my first job, I did morning news cut-ins during the Today Show and then had to go do news on the radio station that also was owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm.
It's most of my career, I've gravitated back to these hours.
I have too, for whatever reason. I think maybe 6 or 7 years I've done the morning shift, and I would have to get to work by 3 a.m. And I'm talking like, you know, a nice outfit and heels and sometimes my hair curled and eyelashes. And my alarm would be going off at like 1:30. It was terrible.
You had to. Had
it was
to.
Awful.
Because particularly, and maybe people don't care or don't appreciate this, but particularly in smaller TV markets, you had to get there at that hour because you were writing the scripts that you were then going to read on the air. They didn't have a newsroom full of writers that would have every script, and the producers could only do so much because they're producing the show. You get to Channel 4, they had dedicated writers, and a lot of the scripts were written. You had to go in and read them to make sure there were no errors or factual errors or whatever before you went on.
That was the problem, though, is whenever I would fill an anchor, that especially in Des Moines or Nashville, you would be going in because they would hire a lot of, and I was new too. I'm not pretending like I was some amazing writer, but they would hire a lot of people fresh out of college and they wouldn't know how to write. And so I'd go to anchor and I'm like, this doesn't even make sense. So I'd have to rewrite like the entire script.
Sure.
It wasn't just like one little grammatical error.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a move for a while to try to, on some companies that own TV and newspapers, try to make the newspaper reporters do TV stuff and the TV people write their stories for print. And that doesn't work. It might work now. Maybe they've started doing that in the colleges the last few years. But broadcast writing is not AP style for print.
You know what I
saw?
It's
a big difference.
There was so I think I was reading this maybe like a Fox 2 article on the website, and it said something like this was written in part by AI. And that is a game changer.
A news story?
Yes, because in Des Moines, I had someone who would write all my web stories. But after you've worked really hard and you've been busting your butt to make, we call it make slot, to make basically the whatever time you're actually on TV doing your report, the last thing you wanted to do, I know this probably sounds like a first world problem to everybody, but the last thing you wanted to do is to go back and write a web form of it. Because like you said, it is different and you can't just copy and paste your TV script into your website
yes.
or onto it. But the fact that they can now just probably pop that in as is, and AI will put it into
the correct format.
Yeah. I mean, wow, that's going to save a lot of time.
That is a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. For all those backpack journalists out there, the people still working in television news, but they should have to put a warning on there, brought to you by AI. I do believe that. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News with Ethan next hour. We'll talk more about the new co-ed bathrooms in one local school district.
It's what's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So I thought we'd start off doing a little bit of a Super Bowl roundup. Basically, these are the things that got a lot of hits on Twitter. So during the Super Bowl, Twitter would blow up. Starting off with Taylor Swift. As you know, she got booed when she got put up on the Jumbotron. And I don't know. I just kind of think that had to be expected at some point.
Probably just Eagles fans. I don't know if it was Kim that made that comment earlier
or
not.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah,
I don't think it's because I don't think the majority, I'll say, of people booed her because they don't like Taylor.
There may have been a few. Trump was booing her, but, you know, besides that.
See, I think it's complete opposite, Kim. I think people are so tired of her being shoved
ding,
down their...
Ding, ding.
Football fans, let me rephrase that. Football fans are tired of her being shoved down their throats. So they finally let the NFL know we're done with her.
All right? No. I think Chiefs fans, a lot of them don't mind it because, let's be real, it's given the Chiefs a lot of attention.
A lot. A lot of apparel sales.
Were they lacking it? I'm not sure.
They won't ever turn down more, we'll put it that way.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Also, Kendrick, of course, got a huge hit on X after his halftime performance. A lot of people not liking it, just like you guys were saying. There was actually a video online that you can kind of go if you get on X and look for it. I think it was a lady that was videotaping. Well, videotaping. How old am I?
Using her phone.
She was recording the stadium, actually, when he was performing, and it was almost dead silent. People are not moving. And she put, nobody knows who this guy is. So, I don't know. Maybe a bad choice for it, but...
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm sure there's a portion of the audience that appreciated that.
Yeah.
But maybe it was the NFL's Bud Light moment because they overestimated this guy's appeal. I don't know. And maybe alienated. I mean, I think a lot of people at the party where I was when that came on turned and walked into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. They didn't stand there and watch
that.
They waited until it was over with.
Last year, I think it was Usher, right?
Yes.
Usher and Alicia Keys made a surprise appearance or something like that. I thought that was... much better. You know, Usher's not just rapping about dumb stuff.
I like the show itself, but I couldn't understand a word he was saying. And I like Kendrick Lamar, but I'm like, I have no idea. It just sounded like
Samuel
mumbles.
L. Jackson was there to explain it to you.
Oh, he did. He was there. Yeah. Yeah.
Did a great job.
And he didn't drop a single cuss word, which was amazing.
Commercials that got big hits. There was the Ben Affleck, Casey Affleck Dunkin' commercial. That one got a lot of traction on X. Also, the Tom Brady Snoop Dogg No Reason to Hate, which is funny because everyone hated it, so it kind of didn't work. And then the other big one, which I thought it was kind of a crappy commercial, but everybody seemed to love it, was the Martha Stewart Skechers commercial where she was breakdancing. Everyone just thought it was hilarious.
Assume that was AI generated.
AI generated.
Oh, yeah, totally. It was weird looking.
And one more thing that everybody was hating on X was Fox Sports debuted the new score bug. And if you don't know what that is, that's the box at the bottom of the broadcast displaying the score and the other information. Everybody
new graphics.
Hated it.
Why did they
said,
hate it?
They said, it looked like something a high school did.
I said at one point there must have been a computer malfunction leading into the show, and they had to go with the most basic font. It looked like New Times Roman crap at the bottom of the screen from the 1970s. It was awful. And it was small. You couldn't hardly read what down it was. It was just basic colors. I thought it was awful.
And they say they usually unveil the new score bugs for future seasons during the Super Bowl, so that might be what you're getting, but... With all this feedback, they have time to change it.
No, my guess is
somebody's they change
getting
it.
Fired, I hope. That's the deal.
It looks like LG has recalled over 500,000 electric stoves due to a fire hazard caused by front-mounted knobs that can be accidentally activated by people or pets. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has reported over 80 incidents of unintentional activation, leading to more than two dozen fires and nearly $350,000 in property damage. Go to our website. We have all the models listed up there if you think yours might be one of them.
Wow.
The 2025 CMT Awards have been put on hold due to Paramount's global upcoming merger with Skydance Media. Several other events, including the MTV EMAs and Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards Mexico, have also been paused. Now, the regular VMAs and the regular Kid Choice Awards remain unaffected, but Looks like you're not getting a 2025 CMT award.
Oh, darn.
Darn. I mean, I like country, but I don't really care.
I had that date all set aside.
Who watches award shows these days?
I don't know if you saw this or not. I believe this came out last week, but the U.S. Navy has released a striking image of the USS Preble firing a high-energy laser weapon at drones during a recent test. The photo features featured in the 2024 Operational Test and Evaluation Report highlights the military's push towards advanced direct energy weapons. Have you seen this thing?
I have not.
It is like it looks like a battleship, and there's a freaking laser shooting out of it. Like
at the drones?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You got to go look at this picture. It was pretty cool.
It looked like something out of Star Wars there, yeah. Carl. You'd probably like that.
It's a good size laser, too. This ain't like a little like pin light either. This thing's huge.
Yeah. Hopefully they're a little more accurate than the stormtroopers. They missed a lot of people when they were shooting at them.
Don't offend Carl like that.
I know, yeah, but he knows it's true. He knows it's a thing. It's a thing. Coming up, we'll get to real or fake on the other side of the hour. We're also going to talk to a mom in a local district who has got a word or two for their school board on the co-ed bathrooms.
Get more at 971talk.com.